My name is Damian Brown. I'm artist in resident at Marin Shakespeare Company, and I'm also a teaching artist at Stockton Juvenile Facility.
So how did you end up in your first Shakespeare play?
I ended up in my first Shakespeare play because I was trying to avoid a write-up. I was walking a friend to a class when I was inside Solano State Prison, and I had no intention of going in. But when we had gotten there, the door was locked. So that meant that we were out of bounds. And when you're out of bounds, you're subject to a write-up. And just at the time when the guard was halfway to us to write us up, Leslie Currier opened the door. So the decision was to either go into the Shakespeare class or stay out and get the write-up. So I went into the class.
And Leslie was the teacher.
Leslie was the teacher. That's how I got in the class.
And then what was the play you did?
It was Macbeth.
So you did Macbeth at Solano State Prison.
I did.
How was that for you?
It was quite an experience. I learned a lot about people during that run. I thought that I had learned quite a bit about that experience of me being inside. But in that span of 9 months, I learned probably more about human resilience than I had done in 20 years. So that was a very good experience for me.
Resilience. Why do you say resilience?
Well, when you've spent that kind of time observing people over time in the worst of conditions, you see a common theme of giving up, a common theme of just being resolute in where you are, what your station is, and not reaching beyond that. But this experience brought something different to a lot of people who society had written off, who many of them, in my opinion, before that experience had resigned themselves to the life that they lived with no hopes of doing anything better or different. I saw that change, and that was surprising and beautiful to me. Yeah.
So you left Solano Prison shortly after, right? You were paroled?
I did. Immediately. Immediately after the performance, I was fortunate enough to leave, come home. And I was ready for a lot of things. I was ready for the technological advancement. I stayed up on Popular Science and Macworld magazines and things like that. I was ready for the upshift in pricing. I'd seen that followed economics and news closely.
Right.
I was not prepared for the amount of apathy that I ran into landing in the Tenderloin and seeing so many homeless people and so many people moving past them as though they did not exist. I was not ready for that.
That was the biggest shock, getting out.
That was
out.
The biggest shock. Mm. Yeah.
And at that point, did you think your theater career was over?
Well, at that point, I didn't think that I had a theater career. I was happy to be done when I finished Macbeth. I was terrified. I never acted in my life. It was nowhere on my radar. I did that because I committed to do it. And I carried it through, and I was happy when it was done. Although, if I'm absolutely honest, when it was done, I did think 1,000 times of what I could have done better had I been afforded the opportunity to do it again. But I was okay with not doing it again. So I came out, and I started working with Community Works West. It was contracted into the San Francisco Sheriff's Department division of newly released individuals coming out. So I was a high-risk case manager there. Theater was not on my mind. And I went to see a production at Marin Shakespeare Company of Richard III.
And this is the same company that brought the teachers into Solano Prison when you
yes,
were there.
Yes, yes. So I had told them that if I made it home, I would come and see a professional production. And it was a far cry from the things that we had done inside. I mean, course, you cannot give a lot of men in prison swords. So they're like pool sticks, and you're imagining that they're swords. And when you go to a professional production and you see good props, lighting, sound, all of those things, it becomes so much more alive. But it also created a lot of intimidation in me because it just seemed more grand. And then I noticed that maybe she cut the play substantially because it seems like they had remembered a Bible of information.
It was another production of Macbeth?
No, it was Richard III, okay. But just the line load that they carried. I said, maybe she scaled hours down. And so it was one of those situations whereby I really thought, I don't know if I can do this on this level. Hmm. And Bob Currier, Leslie's husband, pulled me up on the stage before the show and introduced me to the patrons there.
He's the artistic director of Marin Shakespeare.
Yes. And he said, what do you think? Othello 2016? And the crowd went, yeah. And I went, no. And turns out I did it. And I'm glad that I did.
And you're still acting now?
I'm still acting now. Yeah.
You're an artist in residence at Marin Shakespeare.
Artist in residence.
And you're also going to teach in prisons with them, is that right?
Yes, I go inside of the Stockton juvenile facilities, their prisons. OH Close, Chad. I go in both those institutions and work with the young men with acting and writing and just finding the ability to release many things within themselves that they otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity to do through a character and give them some form of ease that they otherwise may not have.
Hmm. How's that feel, making that switch from being the student to a teacher in a similar context?
Well, it's comforting because that's always been my favorite way of learning. You know, when you think you know anything, teach that little bit as much as you can, and it becomes more ingrained, and then you get another level of understanding. So I've appreciated it because it's just made me more grounded in things that I know and things that I need to learn.
Meaning it's making you a better actor.
It is. It is. It's making me a better person. And I really appreciate seeing the young people get it. I appreciate the difference when I see that look on their face of Shakespeare when they first hear it. And then, oh, I understand what they mean by this. This is like what happened in my hood. And they break it down in their terms, and they're absolutely on point. So that is a very warm feeling when you see that. And I love having them translate things into their language. And that's not to assume that their language is somehow lesser. It's different. Many of them articulate themselves as well as anyone, and some articulate themselves in a street vernacular. And I was raised to be able to speak and be understood whether you are in the crack house or the White House. So if I am confronted with crack house language and their understanding of a particular thing, I say, that's fine, do that, but give me the White House translation, which these days may not be too different, but, and vice versa. So I validate all the language if it's leading a person into a deeper understanding and appreciation. So that's my method. I try not to take anything away from them. It's yes and.
Right.
That works.
So you left Solano Prison. Yeah. A couple years later, I started visiting as a teacher through KALW's program there, and started this program that's now called Uncuffed, and I work with these men. What was it like for you to listen to that conversation just now?
Certainly brought back memories. I mean, Steve Drowns was a priceless wealth of information you know, being a person who had acted before and me having zero experience, leaning on him was essential and beneficial. I remember his reunion with Mr. Dunn and how much that touched him that night. It was very meaningful to him. And I think that just the power of the magnitude of the meaning to him reverberated through all of us, that we were doing this thing together, and that was an anchor in the show that was connected to 40 years prior and theater outside. It was a powerful night. I loved it. I loved it. Yeah, hearing them, and I have to say that it hurts a lot hearing that too, because Steve is still there. And he shouldn't be. He's still there and he should not be. And that's hard.
And Spoon is there too. Do you know Spoon as well?
I don't know Spoon. I didn't meet him during. Okay. But yeah, that's pretty hard realization. I mean, he was there long before I got there, and he's still there now that I'm gone, and that's just not how it's supposed to be.
Any other responses towards hearing it, the way they relate to theater and to Shakespeare, especially being inside?
Yeah, it was comforting having a person who had done Shakespeare before when you're terrified of approaching it, and not to mention just terrified of attempting to act, period. And it was a comfort in knowing that the majority of us had no experience. And it was a comfort in knowing that there was someone there with experience. But yeah, it was just painful hearing the voices. It's like, I mean, not to bring up something as grim as death, but it's like the ghosts of that past, but this man is still there. And he should not be there. That's what I'm struck by the most right now. Right. So, yeah.
So Shakespeare in prisons is a big thing. I found a listing online of Shakespeare programs in prisons across the U.S. It was more than 70 of them. It seemed like almost every state. Why is it such a thing? Why is that?
I can only speculate from... Well, I can certainly draw from the things that I experienced with our production. And I would imagine for the other programs, Shakespeare had a way of capturing the human experience in a way that few did. And being able, I think it was said best, I think Spoon pointed to it when he said that you can find yourself in a character in Shakespeare's writing in just about every play. And if you are doing the work of really dissecting the character, you're going to find the human experience beneath it all. And those things are timeless. There is nothing different. And any time that you want to, if you want to pull some of the real hard pains out of a person who has been accustomed to holding on to that thing, protecting that thing. And we know that when you foster a cancer, it grows. If we can find ways of letting someone get that out, so many doors unlock in the heart and the mind. And that person will experience a freedom that they have never known before. And those are the things that I saw happen with our particular production. And I imagine that the rest of the Shakespearean programs that are going on are having the same results. Because we don't change much as humans. We are human beings.
And that, for you, feels like something particular to Shakespeare that Shakespeare brings out.
Absolutely, because a lot of people have asked that question, why Shakespeare? Well, one could say that, well, it's, I've heard before that, well, that's imperialism. They declare that which is great and that which is not. Perhaps. But it does not negate the fact that the writing and the insight is brilliant. Doesn't negate that. There are many great writers. But if I'm trying to relate to any generation, I can say a phrase from William Shakespeare and someone 80 or 18 will be familiar with that phrase. I can't do that with a phrase out of August Wilson or other writers. It's household. People are very familiar. Even the population that are strong hip-hop heads, they love Tupac, most of them. Tupac was an avid fan of Shakespeare, read him, quoted him, appreciated him. That is a bridge to another generation. It is the same thing that someone like a Tupac Shakur could have in common with an 80-year-old business mogul. It is something that can unify. And there is this assumption that one must be, you're very cultured when you understand Shakespeare. I think that's a bunch of nonsense, to be honest. I think that that's just somebody wanting to feel good about themselves. I think it's good to know Shakespeare, but I don't think that you are any more cultured if you're into August Wilson or William Shakespeare. But because that perception is there, it gives a person from a marginalized existence the opportunity to have one more level, one more degree of discrimination peeled off of them. I get it myself. I mean, in many circles, I am the big black guy with dreads. But I have seen the faces soften when they, oh, you're a Shakespearean actor. As though somehow that can cure every ill in me or can just stop my an inclination that I may have to do something contrary to the law. It's amazing how they respond to that.
So does that perception bother you at all that, you know, people are only receiving you as a human being once you perform Shakespeare for them, or that it's through Shakespeare that somehow people start to see you as someone who could be safe or a friend?
Some people. There are some people. There are many people that I'm great friends with that I would have never imagined I would ever have anything in common with, let alone be great friends with. So I can't put that on everyone, but there are the few faces that I have seen. I have been accosted before by those older, powerful faces of, well, do you really think guys in prison really get Shakespeare? As though they were born in prison. As though they cannot read because they're in prison. It's just the default mental state of connecting a person with prison. He's not supposed to be able, or she's not supposed to be able to comprehend Shakespeare. And that's just so ridiculous. But it bothers me when I see it. But it doesn't bother me any more or less than when I hear, oh, you're so articulate. Mm-hmm. I mean, English is my first language. Right. So but you hear things like that. And sometimes I'm sure people don't mean any harm. But a candle burns only as long as its wick. And if this is the only information that they have to process things through, that's going to be the outcome. You're going to get statements like that and perceptions like that. So to those few who believe somehow that, oh, now you're okay because you're a Shakespearean actor, I only wish enlightenment for them. more of it, more enlightenment, and I'll continue to do what I do.
So in a way, it seems a little subversive because you get to present yourself as a full human being, an intelligent human being, to people who don't otherwise see you that way. Am I understanding that right?
Well, I've always presented that way. I think that my parents took great pains to make certain that we were, that we exercised our common sense and that we would exercise our common decency as the default of the people that we were. So I've always had this. If it allows someone to see it clearer because I perform Shakespeare or that I can discuss Shakespeare, great. Whatever gets the medicine through your system, I'll take it. But I don't feel more cultured because I am a Shakespearean actor or the study of Shakespeare. I don't. Maybe that'll come at some other point. I don't think it will, but no, I'm still myself.
You don't feel more cultured, but still there's some kind of personal transformation that comes through doing this work.
The personal transformation that has come from doing this work is seeing what it did for many of the men that I did it with from our maiden voyage, seeing gang members start to get something. And it was Shakespeare for us, but that something could have been learning how to wire a house. It could have been putting your attention in knowing how to build a home or to program a computer. That thing to whereby you have so much passion into that you understand that you thought you could never understand and you become proficient at it. That thing is what lifts one up out of the mire that they had resigned themselves to because they did not think that they could do more. So for us, it was Shakespeare. But there were other men that it was electronics, welding, writing. It is that thing. And that's the thing that I believe is essential for all human beings, especially those human beings that have been convicted, set aside, and in many cases, discarded. I think it's very important for that particular demographic to gain a hold of something, to build themselves, to begin again with dignity.
So I want to dig into this a little more. If there's so many ways for people in prison to be given hope or a skill or just something to apply themselves to that feels meaningful, why are there so many Shakespeare programs in particular? And I mean, do you think it is something to do with this cultural imperialism of, you know, we're going to civilize people with the great English poet?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people that think that. Yeah, I'm sure that that's the prevailing attitude of some. I don't think that it's all, and in all fairness, there are Shakespearean classes that are becoming to be very common in prison, but there are also carpentry shops and all these other things too. The thing is, what one perceives because one acts, performs Shakespeare. If I am going to be looked at as less of a threat because I can act Shakespeare or discuss Shakespeare, I'll take it. I'll take it. But in actuality, that does not make me better or worse. It is something that is just added to who I am. It is our perceptions that makes these things better.
You're still the person you are.
I'm still the person that I am.
But people's perception might change based on you doing Shakespeare.
And I'm not taking away from the fact, because it is a fact, that I saw men able to let their mask down when they started putting on another mask as an actor. and started to exercise some of the things in their heart and mind that they have held on to for decades through a character that freed them. It has that ability. It has that ability. And if there's anything uniquely present in Shakespeare, then it is that. In a way whereby building a home may not give you. Building a home may not give you access. I don't know. I'm not a home builder. I would have to ask a carpenter that. But it may not allow you to go in and search the human soul for your answers. But when you're performing Macbeth and you're in a room with men who 90% are in that room because of one of the aspects of Macbeth, betrayal, peer pressure, love of a woman, belief in superstitions, a desire to ascend, greed, paranoia, all these things serve to land many of those men where we were. Coming up under the male role belief system, it is very common to hold on to the things in your heart. Do not reveal your pains. When you don't do that, these things eat away at you, and it allows you to keep a hard, hard exterior. So if you're doing that, you're not healing. It's easy to fall into the routine of violence, of doubt, of despair, hopelessness. But when you can go inside and you can, almost like a pilot who utilizes you step inside of this thing before they put you in the billion-dollar plane, assimilation.
Yeah.
You can look at your next move or your past moves through 2 months of rehearsal in a way you're really building up mental muscle of how do I respond to a situation? How would I respond to that situation? And it actually has a way of thickening the line, that line between impulse and action. And you'll see a situation and you can say, I've seen this before. In a way that you probably won't do if you're building a house. So that's the thing that is uniquely present in acting Shakespearean works. And I like that. And I saw that really work on men who had not given themselves the opportunity of exercising any of the ills, the demons within them. Because there are all kinds of fears. Oh, what if, why would I say this? They'll use it against me at my board hearing. Why would I tell the doctor this? They're going to think that I'm crazy. I don't want to say these things, so I hold them. But if I can start acting these things out in characters, I can find enough of me that is in common with this character and really get that out and discuss why I made the choices that I made for this character. Now it's easier for me to start discussing why did I make the choice that I made that led to this situation. That's the beautiful thing about it being inside of prisons, if I have to point out one thing. And I think that it should really replicate itself.
When you work now in juvenile detention facilities, and if do people ever react with, oh, I don't get this language, I don't understand this language?
That is the automatic first thing said by young people. Shakespeare.
So then what do you say to them? What do you say next?
I say several things depending on my audience, but I'll ask them about situations and ask them, are they familiar with betrayal? What do you know about betrayal? And they'll tell me. They'll say, well, this is what happened with Macbeth and Banquo. This is what this is about. How close were you to your girlfriend? If you're being honest, have you ever made a decision because of your perception of what she wanted? This is Lady Macbeth. These are the things. Have you ever just had something telling you that you should go left or you should go right, but you had never heard the words? You just felt this thing deeply? Well, these are the three spirits. This is about your life, if you can identify where it plays. And when they start seeing it, then they'll start filling in. They start filling in. Okay, so this is like this situation or that. So this is what he really means. That's what he really means. He just didn't have the language like you do. And so when they run into that language issue, I always let them know that Shakespeare added many words to the English language. So don't feel left out if you don't understand Shakespeare's language, because his contemporaries didn't understand him many times either. He was creating the words. So we were all in this together. So let's just figure out how it plays in our life. And they've been doing well. Been doing well.
What is your next performance as a professional actor now?
My next performance is the role of Oberon in A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Wonderful.
Yes, that will be opening in late August. And we'll go through until late September.
At Marin Shakespeare?
At Marin Shakespeare Company.
Yeah. You have any lines you're able to preview for us?
No. I like to give things when they are full and baked and ready to go. But, yeah.
How's working on that character?
You know, I like Oberon a lot. He doesn't seem like he gets to have as much fun. Yes, Puck and Bottom. But hey, it's hard to be the king, right? So you have to take life a little more seriously, even when you're doing silly things.
Yeah, he sort of sends other people off to have fun for him.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I like the role. I do like the role. And I think that people are going to be very, very pleased with Puck. I think they're going to be very pleased with Bottom. I think they're going to have a lot of fun with this production. It's going to be great. There are a lot of great actors in this. And Titania is brilliant. It's great. I'm just hoping to keep up with all of them. They're outstanding.
Great. You can't go wrong with Midsummer. I feel like there's nothing like watching kids do Midsummer Night's Dream. Because it's like all about amateur actors.
Right.
And it's like, you can't fail.
It's a beautifully written story. Beautifully written. So it's, you got to work hard to mess it up. I'm trusting we won't work that hard.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to add about how Shakespeare functions in prisons or in your life?
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, I'm still, I have to be honest, I'm struck very heavily hearing Steve Drown's voice. And, it is, it's time for a lot of people there to come home. We're not serving a purpose beyond that. I mean, you're stripping a cap at some point. And over, he has to be approaching 40 years inside.
That's right.
Has so much to offer. So much to offer. And I just, it is not easy to make the choices to program inside of prison. There are so
many
things.
To do acting programs,
to do acting, to focus on something positive in your life when so much negativity going on around you constantly, when there are so many obstructions in the way of your pursuit of happiness and your rehabilitation. So the people who reach for that, they're trying to hold on to their humanity. And I really hope that that is met with the reward that we should give that. People are trying their best to hold on to their humanity. They have found it. And now they're clinging on to it in spite of all the inhumane things going on around them. So we should end a lot of that suffering. So that's all I'll say to that. I hope that I'm I hope that I represent them well while I'm here. I never separate myself from the whole. You know, I spent 23 years there. I know many of those men better than I know my own siblings, who I didn't spend that much time around. So it is being able to see our society and our institutions from multiple angles. I believe that it certainly qualifies those of us who have a clear right to speak. It's not working the way that it is. It's not working in the way of human development. I won't say it's not working. Some people probably want it to work just as it's working. It is certainly not proving to be the best thing for we humans. So we should really work harder to figure out something more effective to uplifting the human condition. And that's a task that we all have to take on. A lot of credit should be given to the people who make their way into that class every week, or because it's not easy. It's not easy. And I recognize the fight for the humanity. Every time they come through one of those doors, recognize that they fought a war to get there. So, yeah, but it should be Shakespeare in prison. There should be more of it. Should be greater access. And we should bring other writers' work in there as well when we reach the point whereby everybody's been fed enough Shakespeare. And it's a beautiful thing to do. And for people who've had to experience one attitude for so long, acting is great. Because if you haven't smiled in a long time, it's a great acting exercise to say something as though it's the most joyous thing in the world that you've ever said. It's a great exercise. It frees a person. So those things are wonderful. That's why acting helps. You haven't been happy all your life. Okay, we're fixing to learn how to act like you're happy. Who knows what doors that may open? So yes, we need it. We need Marin Shakespeare Company everywhere, I think. And Leslie's a brilliant, brilliant teacher. And yeah, we need to clone that program more than 70 times.
That's powerful.